Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Edios. Yesterday, in the first Mishnah, we said that Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim testified regarding four matters, and we heard the first of them yesterday. So today, in Mishnayos Beis and Gimel, we're going to hear the other three things about which Rabbi Chanina testified. So Mishnah Beis tells us, Amar Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim. Rabbi Chanina, the deputy Kohen Gadol, told us, Miyamai lo ro'isi or shiyotze lebeis hasreifa. My entire life, I never saw the hide of an animal being taken out to be burned. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Midvarav lamadnu, we learn from his words, Shehav mafshid es habachor v'nimsa treifa, that if somebody skins a firstborn animal and it is found to be invalid, it's got some disqualifying defect, Sheyosu hakohanim ba'oro. Nevertheless, the kohanim get to keep the animal's skin. Bechachamim omrim, but the sages say, lo ra'inu ein oraya. Saying that you never saw something is no proof that that's actually the case. It just means you never saw it. Ela yotze lebeis hasreifa. Rather, if a bechor was found to be impure, then the hide would have to be burned. Let's take a look in the Bart Neuro. Lo ra'inu or yotze lebeis hasreifa, never saw a hide being taken out to be burned. Lacha shehufshat im ninsa treifa, after it was skinned, if it was found to be invalid. Afal pi shepsulze hayabo kodem hapshat, even though it had this disqualifying defect before it was skinned. Hoyovelo nikar el la'achar hapshat, but they get to keep the skin because it wasn't identified until after the hide was already removed. Let's skip down. Ein lo ra'isi raya. Saying you never saw something is no proof. Shemelo ira biyamav. Maybe it never happened in his days. She matzei treifa la'achar hafshat, that the defect was found after the animal was skinned. Vim ira usrufu hu lo ra. And it's also possible that it happened and they burnt the hide and you just weren't there. You didn't see it. He didn't see everything that went on in the Beis HaMikdash all the time. So it's possible that it did happen and Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim just wasn't aware of it. All right, let's move on to Mishnah Gimel. Afhu Haid, he also testified, Al Kfar Katan Shahayi Bitsad Yerushalayim, regarding a small town that was on the side of Jerusalem. V'hayibo zakein echad, and there was a certain elder who lived there. V'hayya mavil akol b'nei kakfar b'kosev b'ksav yado. And he would lend money to all the people in his town, and he would write the debt. He would write the document obligating these people in the debt in his own handwriting. V'acherim chosmin, and other people would sign it. So witnesses would sign the document that the lender provided. U'bam ma'isel ifnei chachamim v'hitiru, and the sages found out about this practice, and they permitted it. L'fi darkecha, and according to this rationale, atalamed, you learn, shehaisha koseves es gita, that a woman can write her own bill of divorce, v'haish kosev es shovaro, and a man can write his own receipt for payment of the ksuba, she'en kiyum haget el bechosmav, because the validation of the document only comes through the signatures of the witnesses. And the fourth thing about which Rabbi Chanina testified, if a needle that is known to be impure is found in a sacrifice's flesh, that the knife used to cut it and the hands of the person cutting it remain pure, but the meat is impure. But if the needle is found in the animal's dung, everything is considered pure. Again, let us look in the Bart Neuro. Kosev b'ksav yado, he would write the document in his own hand. Shtar chov al halove, he would write the document obligating the borrower in the repayment of the loan. V'acherim chosmin, others would sign it. Edim ksherim hayu chosmin al hashtar, kosher witnesses would sign this document. V'hitiru, and the chachamim permitted this practice. V'afal pi shekosev hashtar hu hamalve v'nogea ba'eduso, even though the one who wrote the document is the lender, and he is obviously not an impartial third party, so he would be biased in such a case. Nevertheless, it makes no difference. So we learn from this, Shahaisha Koseves Eskita, a woman can write her own bill of divorce, Ve'edim Ksherim Chosminbo, and kosher witnesses sign it. And a man can write Es Shovaro, his receipt, Shtar Mechila Shemachulo Ishto Al Ksubasa. This is the document that a woman gives her husband saying, you paid me Mike Zuba, so you're no longer obligated in paying me this money. So even the man can write that himself, and the woman can have it signed by kosher witnesses. She'ein kiyum haget ela b'chosmav, because a document, in this case a get, only is valid because of the signatures of the witnesses. Ha'edim ha'chosmen al haget heim ikar svas kiyum haget. So the main part of validating a document is the signatures of the witnesses. Hilkach she'ha'edim k'sherim chosmen bo kosher. Therefore, when kosher witnesses sign it, the document is valid. Afo pi shehu k'sav yad ha'isha, even though the get was written by the woman in her own handwriting. And regarding a needle, she yadua bo shenitnes b'meis, it's known that it became impure through corpse impurity. The nimseis b'basar hakodesh shekechatcho so ba'azara, and it was found in the meat of a sacrifice when it's being cut up in the azara, in the temple. B'safek im naga ba hasakin v'ha'adam, and it's a question whether the knife or a person touched this needle, im lav, or if not. Hasakin v'ha'adam tahorin, in such a case, the man and the knife are considered pure. The suffix tuma b'rushus harabim hi, because it's a case of impurity or a doubtful case of impurity in a public thoroughfare. Shehazara din rushus harabim yeshlo le'inyan tuma, because the azara of the Beis HaMikdash is considered a public thoroughfare when it comes to the laws of ritual purity. And when you have a doubtful case of impurity in a public thoroughfare, then we rule leniently that something remains pure. But habasar tamei, the meat is impure, the vadai nagabotuma, because the impure thing definitely touched it. That's, of course, if the needle is found in the meat. We said if the needle is found in the animal's excrement, then the meat also remains pure. And there's more in the Bart Neuro, but we're going to stop here. So join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Dalet and Hey.